Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Do you have an emotional support item? 1-800-330-9999. Now, I know what you're thinking. When you think of like emotional support, you think of little kids with their stuffed animals, their lovies. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But there's been a huge surge of mental health gifts across the country, and people say that things that they don't even think are emotional support items are the things that they cling to when they're having issues and they need to get by.
You know, I mean, for the most part, there's a great level of anxiety amongst humans, right? Mm-hmm. Whether we're more aware of it now or if it's actually heightened or there's more. But there's just a whole lot of that. So if something makes you feel grounded and makes you feel good, that's cool. Do you tell people? Not everybody does.
No, but sometimes you could look at somebody and you know right away what their item is. So people are buying weighted blankets, like aromatherapy.
Sure.
Those coloring books for adults have exploded in popularity.
My grandmother-in-law loves those.
Yeah.
I mean, she just draws them all the time. And she carries one with her all the time.
It's an emotional support item. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So I thought mine was kind of a weirdo thing, but I've had it for many, many years. But then I saw on the news this was being reported.
We now have emotional support water bottles. Drinking water on the go has turned into a self-soothing liturgy of ritualistic hydration.
My water bottle is my emotional support item.
I'm sorry. You know what? I don't mean to laugh. I mean, if it does make you feel good and it makes you feel like, you know what, everything's going to be okay when you take a big swig of it, then that's good.
You know what it is? It's a habit. So when I need to think or I need to shut myself up or when I need to calm myself down, I drink from it and it stops me. And it's like an addiction. Like, I have it in my hand. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it is what it is.
I often talk to myself when I'm feeling like that. The item that I can think of the most that I would like to carry with me from place to place, ironically, comes from here, from the workplace. It's a free pillow I got from that crazy guy, Mike Lindell, and my pillow. And the pillow is too large for me to sleep on, but I sleep next to it. It's like my body pillow.
You have an emotional support pillow from Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy.
I know.
So weird.
It's disturbing when you think about it, really. But
does it have a name? Does it have a name? I'm sorry. It's not nice to make fun of me.
No, it doesn't have a name. But I mean, you know what? When I get into bed, I don't sleep with it around my neck or my head, but I sleep with it next to me all the time.
Like your wife?
Yes. Yes. But it doesn't ask me any questions.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. John, how about you? You have an emotional support item?
My go-to item is my car because it doesn't say it doesn't like me and plays my favorite music and pretty much does what I tell it to do. So I love my car. That's my go-to. You don't know how many times I sit in the driveway and dread going in the house because I don't want to leave my car.
You know, you remember, Anna, that there was times in your life that your car was like a central fixture of everything in your life.
Yeah.
I do remember that, right? Like being a teenager or right out of high school, like the car was your window to go anywhere, do anything.
Freedom. Definitely. I will say that I do treasure my ride to work every day. It's probably about 30 minutes. And it's the quietest time of my day.
Yeah.
The kids aren't in the car. I'm just going and I'm just kind of zoning out and listening to the radio. And it's a good time. That's like a nice quiet time.
And if you're in a spot where, you know, life is tense or uptight, the details of which really aren't important, your car is your getaway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you keep those keys quick and handy. And if it's just you, there's no kids, there's no pets, whatever, you can duck out of pretty much any situation you want relatively quickly and be in another zip code in minutes.
Now more than ever, mental health gifts have been trending. You've seen those coloring books for adults, the weighted blankets, all kinds of aromatherapy.
Yeah, I mean, anything that coddles you and makes you feel like you're safe and secure, I get it. I understand it. Everybody's got a moment where they don't feel their strongest, right? So if they've got something they can lean on, that could help.
Emotional support items are bigger now than ever for adults. You have one? What is it? 1-800-330-9999. Lisa.
I'm kind of a crazy plant lady, so my plants are definitely my emotional support friends. I talk to them every morning because I hear that that's good for them. And, like, I get a lot of care out of, like, pruning them and, like, giving them, you know, nutrients and stuff. So is that weird that they're my emotional support item?
No.
I don't think it's weird at all.
No. At some point, I don't know how it happened because I've never kept a plant alive in my life. I got into an algorithm of plants, and I was getting all those, like, funny reels and, like, funny TikToks, and then also informative about planting. And there's a whole subculture of plant people that's massive.
I think to nurture something and watch it grow, watch it also wither at times, and nurse it back is, you know, it's an inherently human trait that it's something that you want to do, and you're going to get some enhancement out of it. My wife is up to like 6 houseplants right now.
Wow.
I've never been prouder.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with them, though. If she goes away for more than 4 days, she's probably going to come back. It's going to be like a mortuary up in there.
My sister-in-law bought me one when I moved into the house, and she told me it was impossible to kill. And I can't stand when people say it's impossible to kill.
Because, like, then it's like a dare for you.
Right. It's like, nope, I'll find a way. And yeah. Turns out I was overwatering it.
Yes. Yeah,
so
that can happen.
One of our listeners actually told me to put some coffee grinds in there, and that helped a lot, too. So I did bring it back to life. It's a shell of its former self. But
it's hanging on by the edge.
But at least, like, it's alive still.
Yeah. Every time you walk by, you think to yourself sometimes you hear, kill me. It's being whispered to you. Kill me.
I was at a flea market this past weekend. They had these beautiful succulents, and I was admiring them. And the lady's like, I promise you can't kill these. I go, I have killed many a succulent.
Yeah.
Please, you have no idea.
I'm a murderer walking amongst your plants here. I'm Vladdy and Pauler. I have done terrible, terrible things.
Tim, what's your emotional support item?
It's honestly a rabbit's foot that I've had since like elementary school. First thing I ever bought from a book fair. Been with me every keychain I've ever had. It's been there with me. Keep it in my pocket. I pull it out and rub on it every so often.
Have you ever felt like a rabbit's foot was lucky for you, Anna?
No.
What color is it? Is it like purple or blue?
It's actually green.
It's so funny when you think about how popular it was to have a rabbit's foot. Up until not too long ago, I thought they were actual rabbit feet.
Oh, yeah.
Which is disgusting and weird. Like, why would you carry an animal's foot with you everywhere you go on a keychain?
I mean,
and now
I
think back and I'm like, no, those were fake. That was pretend. There's no purple rabbits.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like they used actual rabbit's feet for a
while. No, they did not.
Yeah, and they just dyed the fur.
Yes, I believe that's... This seems like something that would be illegal now.
I mean, there's a lot of rabbits out there. That's rabbits. All I'm saying. I got at least 8 in my yard every single day that, and all they're doing is making a mess.
Says that there was a mix.
See?
It was a mix of
real rabbit's feet
and fake ones.
And fake ones.
Well, how do you know when you got a real... Well, I'm going to guess at the school book fair, you definitely got a fake one, so that's good news.
I don't know. Depends on where your school was.
The pad on mine, it seems very real.
Right. That seems like a real pad of a foot of a small creature who once roamed the forest.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.